This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, a simplified Internal Revenue Form 1040 made the rounds years ago. Some of you got a copy of it. You saw it in an email. It was kind of a gag email that people got. I remember getting it from several people. It looked like a 1040 form, but it was very simple and very basic. It had a place for you to put in your Social Security number. There was no line for your name, since your name was unnecessary in this computerized age. There were just two lines on the form. Line one, how much money did you make last year? Line two, say it with me. Send it in. Send it in. Just send in all your money. Not even the most ardent patriot, an author says, who is ready to do just about anything for his country, would be willing to give everything he makes. That would be too extravagant. Too extravagant. Yet Leroy Lawson from Phoenix, Arizona says this, love isn't really love if there isn't something extravagant about it. Love really isn't love unless there's something extravagant about it. Don't raise your hand, but there's times when you bought a gift for even your spouse and you were saying, I'm going to lower it a little. I'm going to get this model or whatever instead of the other one. But true love, there is a sense in which love is extravagant, when love gives beyond what we have. You say, why are you talking about that? Because today we're actually going to read an account in the Gospel of Matthew where a woman that's not identified in Matthew at all is a woman who takes a jar, an alabaster jar of perfume, get this, that's not worth $325. It's worth a year's worth of wages. And she breaks it, and she pours it over the head of Jesus on the Tuesday before the death of Christ. Most Bible scholars identify this happening on Tuesday of the final week. And the disciples are indignant. They're mad. They said, why would you waste so much money? And it's interesting to see what happened from there, the response of Jesus. And today we talk about extravagant love. Love that's extravagant in what it gives, because you have been loved and I have been loved extravagantly by the Son of the living God. It's in Matthew 26 as we go through these final days in the life of Jesus. Matthew 26, beginning at verse 6. While Jesus was in Bethany, Bethany was a suburb of Jerusalem, in the home of a man known as Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. I think the King James uses the word vexed. They were ticked, would be a word we would use in this culture. Why this waste? They asked. This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor. Aware of this, Jesus said to them, why are you bothering this woman? She's done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. That's an interesting statement, and I'll tell you why in a minute. Listen to it again. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Part of the burial rituals of the day was to prepare a body by pouring perfume, very expensive perfume, on the body. The Jewish writings, the Talmud, said it was a godly thing to do, to take care of the dead in that way. Verse 13, I tell you the truth, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. What she has done will be told in memory of her. This is a powerful passage from the Gospel of Matthew out of the final week of the earthly life of Christ. I'd like for you to tune in tomorrow to Cross Hope to hear this message continue about an anonymous woman who made a dramatic gift to the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. God bless you as you listen tomorrow to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.